Rimsky-Korsakov's eponymous piece, The Flight of the Bumblebee, which he composed for his opera, The Tale of Tsar Sultan, in 1899 to 1900, is getting yet another remake when the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas and the Fayetteville Jazz Collective mash it up together to make it their own this Saturday night. Whether you recognize the frantic piece from a commercial, or perhaps Disney's Fantasia, or Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, it is everywhere. Sona music director Paul Haas and Fayetteville Jazz Collective member Rick Salinen came into the KUF studios to talk about the upcoming concert and how they plan to make the piece their own.
Well, this is our first ever collaboration with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. We're calling it Sona and the Jazz Collective. 250 years of the greatest hits of classical and jazz. So what we've done is, well, we're going to have both groups up on stage in a slightly controlled mayhem of bodies on the Walton Arts Center stage, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to trade back and forth, as the title would suggest, greatest hits of the classical repertoire and greatest hits of the jazz rep. So it's going to be totally unexpected. Whatever you thought this concert was going to be, it's going to be something else, and wildly exceeding your expectations.
Yeah, we're really excited about being a part of this concert. And I'm excited for the people, because it's almost like you're going to get two concerts for the price of one. You know, you're going to get the great sounds of classical music and then great sounds of jazz music as well.
And so when you put together this program, and there's going to be a back and forth, you have to think about kind of how transitions and how one song leads to another and how they go together. Tell me a little bit about how you were able to do that.
Sure. Well, I mean, in terms of programming, I went back and forth with the Jazz Collective and figured out all of the greatest hits that they could possibly play. And it's a large number of them. And then I figured out which ones of those would probably be the best fit for what we were going to put forward on the classical side. And then put those together in a way that it's got a great flow and where you don't have too much slow, too much fast, too much of one genre or the other. So we started there. Then we really wanted to get some interplay, so it's not just, yes, we have two bands up there and one's going to play one and then another's going to play another one and then back and forth and back and forth. We wanted to have some sort of interaction, and so there will be a couple of pieces on the program where both groups are involved in a highly engaging, interactive way. One of them is The Flight of the Bumblebee. And it is, of course, an old favorite, and rightly so, by Rimsky-Korsakov. And he basically wrote a piece that sounds like a bumblebee flying. And it's really pretty astonishing, using the orchestral tools at his disposal at the turn of the 19th into 20th centuries. And so what we wanted to do was bring the Jazz Collective into that equation. So we're not just playing Rimsky-Korsakov, Flight of the Bumblebee. We start out with an introduction, which will combine both the orchestra and the jazz band, mix it together. Then Rick can tell you a bit about what he did, because the Jazz Collective then takes a left turn and goes off and does some Flight of the Bumblebee jazz style. Why don't you talk about what you've done?
Yeah, I kind of took the Flight of the Bumblebee and just kind of jazzified it slightly to kind of fit the style of our group and the style of jazz. And it's surprising how kind of little sometimes you have to do to kind of give it a little jazz flair. But we do have a rhythm section, so the rhythm section sometimes is playing behind the melody of Flight of the Bumblebee, and so that will be a different sound than the orchestra. And we change some of the rhythms slightly to make them a little more jazzy and syncopated.
And so just when you thought you knew what was going on, that you were going to hear the jazz band, the Jazz Collective playing Flight of the Bumblebee, then Sona interrupts you and then starts over from the top. And it's kind of like the concert as a whole. You never really know what's going to happen next. And so we play it, and then the jazz band, they come in, interrupt the orchestra, and then we go back to the jazz collective, and then we end up with both groups. And it is, you know, it's a short piece, but it packs a real punch. And that's the kind of interaction, the kind of engagement that we wanted to get to with this concert. So it's not just a concert. It's really bringing you into the action.
And then the other work where you both ensembles are playing together would be Mozart's 40th?
Well, that's the only one you know about, right?
Oh, okay.
Now. But
okay.
Yes, that's the G minor symphony number 40. We're going to do the first movement of that, and we won't get into the details necessarily, but that's another one where you think you know what's going on, and all of a sudden it's coming out of left field at you. So we wanted to play the best of you know the classical greatest hits. But again, totally unexpected.
That was SONA director Paul Haas, along with Rick Salinen, who is a member of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Their concert, SONA and the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, is this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Walton Arts Center. It's billed as 250 years of greatest classical and jazz hits. Tickets are available by visiting waltonartscenter.org or by calling 479-443-5600. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.